بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The next chapter, the previous chapter which we have finished, is that we are commanded to see, to command the right and forbid the wrong. Wherever we see the wrong being done, we must stop it and we must command the right. In this chapter, it is a severe punishment for the person who commands good and forbids evil, but his action contradicts his utterances. That is, he commands the right, but he himself is doing the wrong. So there are severe punishments that are mentioned, severe warnings that are mentioned for such a person. Yeah, at this point we should think, first of all, we are not even commanding the right. Forget that we are not acting accordingly. We are very, very negligent in commanding the right and forbidding the wrong, which is a grievous crime on its own. And on the other hand, by any chance, if we command the right, are we ourselves doing the right? And are we staying away from the wrong? We should be very, very concerned about that. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرْ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You command people to do right, but you forget yourselves. That is, you yourselves, you are not doing the right thing. You are telling other peoples, وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ. And you people are reading the Kitab, that is, you know the warning and the harms and the dangers. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Haven't you got any understanding in you that you should understand? And this ayat actually is for the Bani Israel, but it refers perfectly, fully for this ummah also. And we are commanded that we should always command the right, and we should ourselves also do the right thing. It is famous about Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, about other Muslims also, that somebody came to them and complained of a child that is eating some sweet meats which is not healthy for the child. So the Imam Sahib rahmatullah alayh said, bring him back to me after 1 week and then I will give him some advice. After 1 week, when the child was brought back, then in simple words Imam Sahib said, child, it's not good to eat so sweet meats and sweet things. Like green sweets is not good, it's not healthy, to refrain from it. So the person said, that you could have told him last week, you gave me the trouble to bring him back again. He said, I myself was in the habit of eating the sweet meat. And if I should have told him, it should not have had any effect. So therefore, I asked to bring him back after a week and I refrained myself. So that is very important. To when we tell others, we refrain ourselves as well also. Also, on the other hand, ulama have written that there are two sins which are clear. One is that you don't do what you have to do. You tell what is right, but you are doing the wrong yourself. And you don't tell the right, that is also a wrong. So, like for example, a father may be smoking, but it doesn't mean he mustn't tell his child, don't smoke. Because he's smoking, he must refrain. But if he doesn't refrain, he must still tell his child that don't smoke. It's unhealthy. It's not good for you. It's harmful for you. That he must also say. So this is also a very important aspect of our deen. May Allah give us the understanding of it. And may Allah give us by His fadl and karam the tawfiq. At the same time, we must never lose hope of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has kept the doors of tawbah open. We should be regularly making tawbah and asking Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. And we as the ummah generally, we should see where we are and what our condition is. May Allah give us tawfiq.